Mike Pollock is well acquainted with Tucson and one of its major industries.
Well, I've been coming to Tucson for about 25 years. My mom lives out here, and I moved out here 5 years ago. And I was working for the Boeing Company on my last program, which was the Secure Border Initiative for border surveillance with the Border Patrol.
Pollock has been involved in the aerospace industry for much of his career, starting in the industry after his time in the service.
I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years and went in the reserves. I worked for the Northrop Company and then I went to work for McDonnell Douglas and worked for the Boeing Company.
His view of Tucson is a town in financial straits.
Since I've been here, I've seen a lot of poverty in the area, lack of jobs, our roads have deteriorated. I believe the city council's failed us in that. And when you have a child poverty rate at 41% and a, you know, ward rate poverty of about 26%, 21 to 26%, That's unacceptable, and we should be ashamed of that. And I feel that we can do better as a city.
And a great place to help boost the city's economy is Ward 5. It holds a key piece to a recovery.
Our biggest asset in Ward 5, we have Tucson International Airport right next to us. We have Tucson International Raceway. We have a lot of vacant buildings in the Ward 5 area, north of Valencia and south of Valencia. These buildings can be utilized for business.
And Pollock's industry could help add to that manufacturing. Aerospace has always been big business in Tucson.
I believe we can expand the aerospace industry. I know we have Raytheon here, and they've got about 13,000 employees. We have B&E Aerospace. They make all the first-class interiors for all aircraft around the world, and they have small little sub-companies all over the United States. Maybe there's a possibility we can talk to them and get their sub-companies to move here and do production, and any other company who wants to do production or long-term manufacturing, we have the space to do it.
One item Pollock sees is in the way of further economic recovery is costs put on small businesses in Tucson.
A good place to start is reducing our fees, reducing our regulations, creating an environment that's better for business, and let the businesses do what they have to do. They're the ones who create the jobs. They make the money. And we have to spend their tax dollars wisely in the city on legitimate projects.
Pollock is not solely focused on private sector money. He also sees issues in how the city council spends tax dollars.
We can do better as a city. We can thrive and be prosperous again. We can have safer streets. We can fund our police and fire departments. We can fix our roads. But we have to spend our tax dollars wisely. We have to figure out our budgets properly. We have to put the money in the right places. Once that happens, we'll be a better city, and people will want to come here and live.
And Pollock wants to be a part of a nonpartisan council that works to do what's best for Tucson.
Being able to work together, you have to work together as a team. If you cannot work together as a team and actually make this happen, you have to forget about the D's. You have to forget about the R's. You have to look at who's best qualified for the job. You have to make sure that you're making the right decisions for the city of Tucson, not for your seat. This is public service, and that's what you're there for, public service. I'm there to serve you and everybody else in this city.
Tomorrow we'll be moving on to Central Tucson's Ward 3 with a profile of incumbent Karen Ulick. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.